Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster.
Hello, I'm Gabby Ackerman, Business Development Director at Women in Payments, and I'm delighted today to be chatting to Vivi Galani. Vivi is the Global Head of Product and Marketing for American Express Network Services, and she's based in London. Welcome, Vivi. Perhaps you could start with a couple of words of introduction.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Gabby and Women in Payments. I am very happy to be here. I am Vivi Galani, and originally I am from Greece, and I am an electronics engineer by background. I worked in the aerospace industry and moved to payments after maternity 18 years ago, and I fell in love with the industry.
For those in our audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we start with some rapid fire questions, just looking for one word answers. This is followed by six more detailed questions. Are you ready, Vivi? Let's go.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Or what inspires you?
People and challenges.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Both.
Good mixture. Yeah. What drives you?
Challenges. Addressing them while bringing the best out of people.
Your favorite quote or motto you live by?
Luck is what happens when opportunity is met by preparation.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
60%.
Good percentage. The coolest payments company today?
American Express, of course, but also I could say Square, one of our very good partners.
Thank you, Vivi. Now that we know a bit more about you, let's move on to the more in-depth questions about your journey. What has been your biggest challenge as you climb the ladder in the payments industry?
I would say it is embracing who I really am. As I was saying before, I trained as an engineer and I worked in the aerospace industry before I moved into payments, which meant I was rather late in moving to payments. So you can expect I often compared myself to other people around me. I felt I was falling behind or I was not growing fast enough or moving up fast enough. There were those voices in the back of my head doubting me, doubting my ability, questioning what I could achieve. It took me a few good years, I would say, good discussions with mentors, good discussions with sponsors, and more experience leading teams to embrace myself, embrace who I really am, embrace my strengths, and ask for help with my opportunities. Embrace the fact that I'm really good at solving problems and I enjoy solving problems, that I care for and I have great ambition for my teams and for myself. And more importantly, that I have a very strong drive. I want to do things. I want to get things done. Embracing all this actually made a big difference both in my personal life and in my career.
What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career?
The biggest accomplishment was lifting the profile of Africa and CIS, the Commonwealth of Independent States, within American Express, and lifting these two territories up by also lifting my team, stretching them and growing them.
If there's one thing you could have done differently, what would that have been?
It would have been learning faster, doing only what is important and asking for help, which I didn't do enough in my early times. I should have forced myself to drop certain initiatives, to drop certain projects, to stop reading some books earlier. I should have dropped some relationships, personal and professional relationships, faster because they were not authentic. They were not adding the value that I was expecting them to add or the value that I needed. I think I learned that quite late in life.
How important have your networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
critical is the word. They've been critical. They have been sources of knowledge, sources of ideas. They have been sources of personal benchmarking, me comparing myself against other colleagues, and also big sources of self-confidence for me, discussing things with other colleagues, finding out that we are pretty much on the same page, observing different leadership styles, and learning from these leadership styles. So overall, I would say networks hugely important in my life and in my career.
As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of your current business?
I expect my team to care for and support each other. But I also expect them to care for the business, to care for the bottom line, the scorecard, and the results. So this is my big principle, right? I would love my teams, and I try to recruit for people who create agile, winning, and caring teams. Because at the end of the day, you know, unless you have a team with you, you are nobody. We all accomplish things through our teams. So within this broader framework of the agile, winning, and caring team, I think I'm looking at instilling two principles to my people. Principle number one is that professional success is a function of what you know, and who trusts you. But professional success doesn't come easily. You have to work very, very hard at it. And professional success is not everything in life. There's other areas of success that can give us satisfaction and can generate very rewarding lives. So that's principle number one. Principle number two then, inclusion and ambition, no matter what ambition means to different people at different stages in their life. So inclusion and ambition eventually drive growth. It may take a while for a team to realize that, but they do. And taking a while actually is okay, because we all want to be around for the infinite game, for the long run, for the marathon, which is life and work. So what I keep saying to my teams is just, take it easy, guys, take it easy. We will eventually get there with these right principles.
What advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in this industry?
I would advise them, first and foremost, to be very, very curious. Like, be willing to understand the detail before venturing out to conquer the big picture. But also be willing to part from this detail when it's no longer necessary. Effectively, I would say try to be a T for tango, a T-shaped leader. Broad when you have to, deep when you have to. Another thing that I would advise women is to support each other, sisterhood. We are in this community all together, and we need to support each other and have each other's back in order to be successful in whatever we decide to do. So sisterhood is something we should all aspire to.
And on that very inspiring note, thank you very much, Fudi, for sharing your career journey with us. And thank you all for listening. And I encourage you to join us online for the many more episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.